This is TFM 102.7 in Kuching, 100.7 in Cebu, 102.8 in KK. TFM, always with you.
Yo, what's up? The Night Show in TFM here. Hey, what's up? You're chilling with me, TP. Tonight, I'm very excited because I've got a very talented musician, singer, producer, a very, very talented girl in the studio, Belcy Soski. Let's welcome her. Woo!
Hey, what's up? Woo!
Wow, thank you for doing this.
Pleasure.
Of course. Okay, so the thing is, like, ever since I saw, I actually saw your very first video on TikTok. I mean, it's not your first, but I saw it first. And then by that time, you haven't really gotten all this fame yet, but it was like on the verge of blowing up already. And then I was like, oh, this girl's gonna make it big. I really want to do an interview with you. And then, like, fast forward to 1 year later, you are, I would call you an international superstar. Would you call yourself that?
No. Sure. Keep it low key.
Your music, it ain't making low key. Your music is very, very good. It's not making low key. So we're going to talk about more of that. But first, let's play a little game that we have here. It's called Rapid Questions Under 30.
Ooh.
All right. Ready? Bell, Golomi or Laksa?
Oh, Laksa.
Laksa. Oh. Dancing or singing?
Singing. I can't dance. That's for sure.
City yeah. or countryside?
Countryside. But like, tedious at the same time. So it's like both, you know.
Okay. Movies or karaoke?
Movies.
Alright, that's all we have. I mean, it's quite good. So here's one question that we want to know from you. Are you an early bird or night owl?
Night owl
for sure, huh?
3 to 6 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
Yeah, that's not good, but
All the way, because you're producing music, making music throughout the way, right?
Sometimes the inspiration comes at night.
That is true. All right, so first of all, congratulations on your latest release. It's your debut single.
Hold on. Original release. First one.
Belcy Soski. So first of all, how do you feel about this release?
Quite happy, and I'm quite surprised that it got some attention. And I'm quite happy about it. Like, oh, okay, like a first original, so it's quite fun.
Yeah. Okay. At the same time as well, we all heard the song. It's very much energetic. It has this tribal energy, but you also mix in with EDM and ethnic instruments. So first of all, tell us the inspiration behind the song "Hold On."
Okay, so "Hold On" is an ethnic techno track which blends different elements like cinematic elements and the ethnic influences of Southeast Asia, which is, you know, Sarawak, Indonesia, you know, all these places, and so on. And the lyrics is kind of one thing that I want to highlight. It's about anxiety. So it's a note to self on how to react whenever we're feeling anxious, scared, or like, you know, a bit stressed out. So this song is really anxiety inducing.
Okay.
And because it's really fierce, it's because it's to portray the panic attack. Like sometimes when we get anxious, sometimes we get like panic, a bit stoked. It's to portray that emotion and that feeling. Why I wanted to induce this emotion is because I felt like it really spoke to me, because I also kind of sometimes get anxious all the time. Like I'm an overthinker. So I just kind of wrote this song to keep me in check, like a little note to self as well, and to also be able to hopefully use this song to be able to relate to other people, you know, so that people can relate to it as well.
I think this is so cool because, okay, the first thing that I listened to, we haven't talked before about this, and I didn't know about what Hold On is about. So I was like, it was kind of like a refreshing take of listening to the song. And when I first listened to it, like what you said, it's pretty dark. So when I first realized that, is Belle really making like a dark kind of this song? I wasn't sure, you know, but this is what I felt. And I felt like, wait, this is a bit scary sometimes because of the part, the melodies and then everything. And I'm like, is this really what she is doing? Then after you said it, I'm like, okay, now that makes sense.
Let's go. Yeah.
Oh, it's so cool. All right now, we're just going to go for a quick break, but don't go anywhere, because coming back, we're going to talk more about Belcy Soski and her career and how many instruments can she actually play. Make sure to stay tuned. TFM, always with you.
The Night Show, where you get the best music of all time.
Hey, yo, what's up? Night Show on TFM here. Welcome back to the show here. It's your boy, TP. Tonight, in a studio, we've got a multi-talented singer, songwriter, producer. Like, she holds many titles, like a one-man show or one-woman show, but holding multiple titles. Give it up for Belle Sisowski. Just now, we talk about her new debut single that she self-produced, she self-composed, she made it herself. It's called Hold On. If you haven't checked it out, go check out the song. But we're going to talk more about Belle's personality and her career, and we want to get to know Belle more, right? So Belle, how many instruments do you actually play though?
In total, now my music room, as you can see, has around 30 plus.
Okay.
So 30 plus, including the miscellaneous instruments, items and stuff like that. So around 30 plus, I can play.
So the first thing is, like, how do you come up with the idea of making music using ethnic instruments? Like you said, you started with classical. How did it venture into ethnic instruments?
Okay, so at the beginning of last year, I found out that my mom has a master's in ethnomusicology. It's basically the study of ethnic music. Mm. And she specifically did the Iban tribe music. I found out last year and then I was like, oh, I got to study this. I was really, really interested. And I was like, why not? I blend ethnic instruments, all these elements of ethnic instruments together with the modern genre, like EDM, pop, all these in between. So my mom was really, really supportive. She encouraged me. And then that was the point where we started to collect ethnic instruments. Yeah.
I think that's really cool. Have your parents been always this supportive throughout your musical journey?
Yes, I would say that they are not a typical Asian parent. they're really open. My mom lets me explore whatever I want, and also my dad is a life coach. So, you know, a mom as a music teacher and a dad's life coach is not really the typical Asian job, really, you know, like the corporate job and stuff like that. So I think that naturally comes to play when it comes to like adventuring and exploring like new skills, new stuff, new passions.
I totally agree on that point, being that parents play a very important role in shaping their children's, I wouldn't say future, but shaping their children's whole personality and their career and their charisma. Because, you know, when you're younger and then you have no idea what you want to do in life yet, so you got to try a different bunch of things. You know, if you like piano, you're going to try. If you like to jog, you can go jog. If you like to swim, you swim. But then if your parents don't support you, they don't encourage you in doing these things, you're going to grow up not doing anything, and you wouldn't have tried all this thing. You wouldn't know what you like. And in the end, you're just going to end up being a nobody. So like in Belle's case, she was given the opportunity, the freedom to explore, to try out everything. And even if she didn't do it well, or if she did it well, like in this case, she did very well, she's going to find that, you know, the support that she has been given is going to help her so much in the growth that she will have in the future. So once again, I mean, like yes, your parents, they should be proud of you. I'm pretty sure they're proud of you. And we're so happy that you have supportive parents all this way. All right, so right now, we're going to go for another short break. We're going to talk back with Belle Sisowski right after the break. TFM, always with
Get
you.
Get ready for your daily dose of fun and relaxing evening right here on TFM.
Sawadee Kap, welcome back to the show here. Hey, what's up? You're chilling with your boy TP here. Today, Friday evening, we're going to chill and talk to Belle Sisowski. She's in the studio and we just catch up on her latest work, her latest release of Hold On. If you haven't streamed that music, go stream it. She has got more amazing songs coming up as well, but we're going to talk more about that later. But first is that Belle rose to fame on TikTok with her productions of music, showing people a different side of mixing EDM together with tribal music, with ethnic instruments around the world. You must have gotten some negative feedbacks. I mean, when you put yourself out the internet, there'll be people who likes you, there'll be people who don't like you. So how do you deal with this toxicity or negative people and negative comments?
Just ignore, to be honest. Actually, unless they say in front of my face, uh-huh, I will not get really like affected by it, because it's kind of a projection, which I think. And I don't really mind, because I don't really read the comments, also for like mental health sake. I do get lots of positive feedbacks and comments every single day. You can take it both ways and learn from the positive and the negative. So yeah, it's just on a mindset kind of thing. Because if your content is really bad, Like, it has no shame. Like, okay, somebody comment, hate comment, probably it's true, you know? So, like, you got to be very self-aware as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't be, oh, somebody put a negative comment, which kind of turns into a quote-unquote hate comment. Sometimes you have to think, like, is it true or is it not true?
Right.
You got to be self-aware. Yeah.
You got to be confident in what you put out. You can't please everyone in the world, and as long as you're making something right, you know, focus on the good rather than the bad. You have more positives than the negative, so why focus on the negative when you can just focus on all the positivity, right?
Gotta have thick skin as well.
Yeah. I mean, we all work in this scene, we gotta all be thick skin. I mean, you can't survive with thin skin. Yeah. That's true. All right. So here's the thing. For people out there, or for musicians out there, what if like they are trying to get onto like maybe the same path as you, or maybe get into the path of a musician, right? What advice would you give to them who are trying to start, but they are unable to invest in good equipments?
It really depends on what music they're creating, what art they're creating, what genre. And firstly, the most free one is just like search online for YouTube tutorials,
mm-hmm.
or anything you can find to kind of practice and nurture the skills and keep on improving every single day. Like for me as well, I just want to keep on learning and improving every single day. So it's a non-stop process. It's a journey. It's a whole journey. So just keep on being curious, to keep on finding new stuff, getting inspirations from different sources. Like for example, the easiest one is through social media. So instead of like looking for all the like funny fandigo videos, instead of doing that, watch those like educational videos that you like in some skills that you're really interested in. Watch these videos to kind of elevate the things that you want to do.
And this is so true though, because like for me myself, right, being a radio announcer as well, I also do freelance hosting outside, and you don't get much experience while just sitting in the studio. And then you can go for those online voiceover classes to know how to use your voice well, but you can also head on to social media, because there's so many experts and professionals on these platforms. They'll be able to give you free tips, whereas you actually go on classes, you have to pay thousands of ringgit or maybe thousands of dollars to actually learn this kind of thing. But then because of social media, you can actually take these tips here and there from all these professionals, and you put them all together, you can actually learn a lot from them in terms of, like, for me and myself, hosting, how to use my voice in terms of singing as well, stage presentation, crowd control, all this thing, you can learn it from social media. And I agree with this so much. So if you have anything you had to learn, like what Belle said, if you don't have much financial financial model to begin with, like your recording set whatsoever, go onto social media first, learn how they do it, start slow, and then from there on, build up your fan base, build up your portfolio, build up your presence as well. I think that is a very good advice. All right, so right now we're going to go for a quick break. Coming back, we're going to talk more with Belle Sisowski after this. TFM, always with you.
This is The Night Show, only on TFM, always with you.
So, Wadi Kab, welcome back to the show here. Hey, what's up? You're chilling with your boy TP here. Today, Friday evening, we're going to chill and talk to Belle Sisowski. She's in the studio and we just catch up on her latest work, her latest release of Hold On. If you haven't streamed that music, go stream it. She has got more amazing songs coming up as well, but we're going to talk more about that later. But first is that Belle rose to fame on TikTok with her productions of music, showing people a different side of mixing EDM together with tribal music, with ethnic instruments around the world. You must have gotten some negative feedbacks. I mean, when you put yourself out the internet, there'll be people who likes you, there'll be people who don't like you. So how do you deal with this toxicity or negative people and negative comments?
Just ignore, to be honest. Actually, unless they say in front of my face, uh-huh. I will not get really like affected by it, because it's kind of a projection, which I think, and I don't really mind, because I don't really read the comments, also for like mental health sake. I do get lots of positive feedbacks and comments every single day. You can take it both ways and learn from the positive and the negative. So yeah, it's just on a mindset kind of thing. Because if your content is really bad, like it has no shame. Like, okay, somebody comment, hate comment, probably it's true, you know. So like you got to be very self-aware as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't be, oh, somebody put a negative comment, which kind of turns into a quote-unquote hate comment. Sometimes you have to think, like, is it true or is it not true?
Right.
You got to be self-aware. Yeah.
You got to be confident in what you put out. you can't please everyone in the world, and as long as you're making something right, you know, focus on the good rather than the bad. You have more positives than the negative, so why focus on the negative when you can just focus on all the positivity, right?
Gotta have thick skin as well.
Yeah. I mean, we all work in this scene. We gotta all be thick skin. I mean, you can't survive with thin skin. Yeah. That's true. That's true. All right. So here's the thing. For people out there, or for musicians out there, what if like they are trying to get onto like maybe the same path as you, or maybe get into the path of a musician, right? What advice would you give to them who are trying to start but they are unable to invest in good equipments?
It really depends on what music they're creating, what art they're creating, what genre. And firstly, the most free one is just like search online for YouTube tutorials, mm-hmm. or anything you can find to kind of practice and nurture the skills and keep on improving every single day. Like for me as well, I just want to keep on learning and improving every single day. So it's a non-stop process. It's a journey. It's a whole journey. So just keep on being curious, to keep on finding new stuff, getting inspirations from different sources. Like for example, the easiest one is through social media. So instead of like looking for all the like funny Fandigo videos, instead of doing that, watch those like educational videos that you like in some skills that you're really interested in. Watch these videos to kind of elevate the things that you want to do.
And this is so true though, because like for me myself, right, being a radio announcer as well, I also do freelance hosting outside, and you don't get much experience while just sitting in the studio. And then you can go for those online voiceover classes to know how to use your voice well, but you can also head on to social media, because there's so many experts and professionals on these platforms. They'll be able to give you free tips, whereas you actually go on classes, you have to pay thousands of ringgit or maybe thousands of dollars to actually learn this kind of thing. But then because of social media, you can actually take these tips here and there from all these professionals, and you put them all together, you can actually learn a lot from them in terms of, like, for me and myself, hosting, how to use my voice in terms of singing as well, stage presentation, crowd control, all this thing, you can learn it from social media. And I agree with this so much. So if you have anything you had to learn, like what Belle said, if you don't have much financial financial model to begin with, like your recording set whatsoever, go onto social media first, learn how they do it, start slow, and then from there on, build up your fan base, build up your portfolio, build up your presence as well. I think that is a very good advice. All right, so right now we're going to go for a quick break. Coming back, we're going to talk more with Belle Sisowski after this. TFM, always with you.
You want an awesome playlist? We've got it right here on TFM.
Yo, what's up, Nation TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's TP here. Right, so those are the interview that we have with Belle Sisowski. Woo, thank you, Belle, for doing this interview with us.
Thank you so much for having me, TFM.
No problem.
Bye.
Thank you.